When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, it's me, Leray. I'm with Noah Beck.
What's up, guys?
Put a sock in it. Noah?
Yeah.
Today's going to be a little different. I had a little, idea. Mm-hmm. And, I got some topics online from our lovely supporters. And I'm going to be having our lovely, your assistant, and Will.
Frankie.
Oh, well, Frankie. I was going to call you something totally different. You did not want to hear what I was going to call you. I was going to call you Angelica.
Okay.
But you're Frankie. Hi, Frankie. You guys can't see Frankie, but she's right there. They're going to be asking us these lovely topics and our opinions, and we're going to just kind of talk about this.
Perfect.
Is that okay with you?
Mm-hmm.
You got anything to say? You look a little comfortable.
A little there. Tired. I'm You're a little tired, I'm not going to lie. Yeah.
You want a rebel?
No. I'm okay. I'll power through.
Promise. Okay.
Well, I think this will be fun enough to wake me up.
All right. Amazing.
If what you say is so great.
I mean, this is the first time this is happening, so it's probably not going to be that good. This is a beta test,
a little trial.
We're going to see how it goes. Frankie has a beautiful voice, so I think the way she says it will just sound great for our audio listeners. To our video watchers, I hope I look cute. I feel fugly right now, but fucking just pan on Noah's camera the entire time, honestly. Am I the only one going to speak today? Like,
are
what's
you,
up?
Are well, you guys
like,
ready?
What's up with the low energy?
This is your idea.
Yeah.
I know, but like, damn, y'all can at least give me some enthusiasm up in this biatch. We just are quiet. Okay, fine. Frankie, read us something. Shit, let's get straight into it.
Okay, you guys have to be honest with everything. We need
How honest, though?
Really honest. Like, okay. 98%.
98% honest?
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay, so first question would be the reality of living in LA.
Ooh. It's a great question. I'll let you go first because I've lived here my whole life, so. How do you feel about LA?
Well, to be quite honest, I think my answer's changed a bit from when I first moved out here to now. I feel LA gets like a pretty bad rap. Just stereotypically, like people think it's like a place where dreams go to die, or there's just a lot of snakes. But I mean, like,
it's kind of who you surround yourself around.
Anywhere you go, like, I feel like anywhere you go, you're gonna find people that way. And I feel like here, just because a lot of that business is happening, like in terms of Hollywood and the movie industry, the music industry, a lot of, like, this is kind of like the center of all of it.
Yeah.
It is a lot, but I feel, I don't know, as long as you're staying true to yourself and as long as you, like, handpick that group of people you hang out with,
Agreed.
And maybe just, like, branch out a little bit more, I when I first came out here, like, I was fortunate enough to, like, have a place to, I came to LA with a beautiful place to stay,
Sway House.
Okay,
King, we see you.
I had like a built-in friends, whereas like a lot of people come out here and like you see like the movies where people come out here and work as waiters and like do auditions on the side and like try to make it in the big times, and it's like there's just different ways to go about it. I feel like it would be a lot harder that way, but I feel no.
I feel like people have this perspective of LA as like LA. I feel like you, Frankie, how long have you lived in LA?
Since August.
Okay. When you moved here, this is just going to elaborate off my question. When you moved here, were you did you have expectations at all?
Not really. I only had been here two times before I came, and I had just visited friends over the summer and had a really fun time.
Really? Have you met any celebrities or like TikTokers, influencers besides Noah? Like before you started working here?
No.
Okay. Period.
This is not about me.
I know, but this is just, it's feeding off to my answer.
A lot of my friends are influencers.
Okay, nice. A lot of influencers move here, and it kind of like sucks seeing how like they go from like being so happy to just instantly being depressed in the next like 6 months.
Right.
And that's honestly because like the parties, and then you create such a huge friend group by meeting all these like random influencers at parties, and then it turns into people using you or people like dead ass like either just like wanting you for what you have. And it's not stereotypical. It's like, it's literally just reality, because everyone just wants to be successful. Everyone just wants to kind of like be, sounds shitty because it's not how I feel, but it's how a lot of other people feel. And it's the most fucked up thing that's in LA is that people literally will like see you and be like, oh, that's Noah Beck. And then they'll like low key record you. And it's like actually a real thing in LA. Oh, it's honestly everywhere you go. Like, I've kind of hung out with a lot of people that I've met in this scene, and then people like post me on their private stories and like, I'm with Larrera, and I'm like, wait, what? Because remember, example in Bahamas, remember the guy that I hung out with?
Mm-hmm.
One of his friends messaged me and he posted on his private story talking shit about us. Yeah. That's why I just kind of like ghosted him. And I was like, wait,
what?
Yeah, he was like saying how she's not a bitch 100%, but he was saying how Dixie was a bitch. And I'm like, no, she honestly, remember the day she was sleeping? She was exhausted. Right. And he posted it and he was like, Dixie's such a bitch. She's so like stuck up. And I'm like, you were literally just hanging out.
That's so annoying.
It's annoying as hell. And I'm like,
but I think that just goes to show that you're just going to find like shitty people wherever you go. Like,
100%.
That didn't even happen in LA. Like,
yeah.
I feel like LA just gets a bad rap because like it is kind of like the epicenter of like every entertainment source in a sense. And I feel like, I don't know. I feel like it is what you make of it. And it's kind of taken me a while to kind of understand that. And like, I've been happier lately because I've handpicked the people I like to hang out with rather than like...
It's honestly just people you choose to...
Yeah, like I feel like people don't really give it a chance. Like LA's honestly like... Take this with the grain of salt, but like I think it's kind of a beautiful city. Like it's got its perks.
Every
it's
city
got
its has ups. Its beautiful spot.
It's not necessarily like a very like a like architecturally especially pleasing Hollywood to Boulevard. The eye, but like there's things about it that makes it beautiful. Like just like the... I don't know, like the way of life is just kind of fun. Like just being like the weather's obviously amazing, but like, that's kind of like the reality of LA. Like you're going to find
it too great about it.
You're going to find it everywhere else, but there's a lot more of it here, but you just got to know how to like weed it out.
Yeah.
And like when you've been around it for a while, like you kind of like, it's easy to tell like what people.
It is not as crazy as everyone thinks though. Everyone thinks like LA is like this insane place. That's like TikTok party or like, you'll see a celebrity everywhere, but I promise you it's not that. It's honestly way more relaxed than you expect. And I will say, I don't know why, but the main like places that everyone wants to like visit, like Hollywood Boulevard, like the stars, it's not a place you want to go. It's so shitty there. And it's not taken care of. And like there's so many.
It's a shame too, because it could be so cool.
It could be so nice. And just like I've heard that people like not people, but I've heard like they dump homeless people around here, and like it's kind of like
they
fucking
dump them here.
That's what I heard.
What does that mean?
Like, you know what I'm talking
about?
That,
they like bus them here.
Yeah,
they, like, bus them from like other cities to like clean up other cities.
Which is so fucked. Like downtown LA is fucked, and no one does anything about it, and it's like actually scary. My car got broken into like 5 times there, and it was like what? It's really terrifying. But I mean, hey, if you want to visit here, go for it. Shit. Hide your fucking purse, though.
Yeah.
Like, it's not the best. Let's talk about toxic friends knowing it's time to leave.
I think with, like...
How do you deal with toxic friends?
I don't know. I'm very selective with the people I hang out with. And, like, if I hang out with you, and, like, I'll see you at a party, I'll say hi, what's up, very surface level. And it's usually not much more than that.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm actually have a, like... a genuine relationship with you, I like to think that like I started that knowing that I want to be friends with you.
Yeah.
And knowing that like the person you are, I don't think I would just jump in and start like spilling all my secrets to someone.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really hard to call out a toxic friend, but I think everyone has that one friend that kind of is envious and jealous and kind of projects. And like, let's say like, you're like, do I look cute? And they're like, you look god awful. Or like they jokingly say mean things to you or like bring you down subliminally. And those are like the worst, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
like those
friends
are like always like, they're quick to embarrass you in front of other people. Those are the worst fucking friends. Not to mention the hardest to get rid of. Just because like, if you're a person who cares about your friends, it's so hard to be like, you're a fucking dick, bye. Like, you can't just easily do that. No. I love closure. I love trying to fix things. So recently, you know, I've kind of cut off people who made me feel so shitty about myself. And just like, you start to notice the ops that like, they're friends with you, but they don't fuck with you at all. Like, at all. They're low key just like hating ass bitches who project. And those are the ones you have to get rid of immediately. And you can start telling, by the way, like if they embarrass you in front of other people, or like they're quick to make fun of you, or quick to just like do like the most shadiest shit, like those are for sure friends that you need to get rid of. And those are your toxic friends. But like, you know how you like, for example, how you said like the gift giving thing, like I already gave you a gift, but you didn't give me a gift for my birthday.
Yeah.
That's not you being a bad friend. That's honestly you just probably, you don't know how to like gift give. Not everyone knows how to gift give, and that's okay.
Like in general?
Yeah, just in general. Yeah, yeah. I'm not saying you, but like, that's not a bad friend. That's not a toxic friend. Like, that's just, you are a great friend. You really are. But,
well, I didn't say that.
I mean, but you are.
But I'm very, it's such a hard thing, because I am very selective with who I'm a good friend to.
And that's
okay. And I don't know if that's a bad thing to say. Because it's all about like, I mean, I wish I could be there for literally everyone in my phone contacts, but like,
you'd go crazy.
Yeah, you'd have no time to, like, it would be insane. But like,
you're not meant to be friends to everybody.
Exactly. And so it's like, that's what you have to realize, is like, some people you just like
don't get along with. How do you choose your friends?
That's a good question. I don't have like a checklist. I don't have like non-negotiables.
You're like interviewing them
to have friends. Because like I said, there's different tiers. Like, I have like those friends that I think that's normal to have.
It's normal. I just like could so see you literally like tearing off your friends.
And my whiteboard, I have like, it's literally on Dance Moms, the top of the pyramid. Like, he was top of the pyramid this week. He was a great friend. No, but literally, I think I have friends that literally I top tier A friends that I can talk to about anything. I know that they would do anything for me, vice versa. And then I have the friends that like, and then it just slowly goes down the list. But I think,
where am I?
The way you move up, you.
I'm just curious. Am I on the top of the pyramid? Am I Maddie Ziegler?
You're AB, because there's things that like.
What does that mean?
You're on the cusp.
Okay, nice.
The cusp was the top tier.
Oh, okay,
don't get
nice.
Don't get it twisted. Like, I don't think. As much as we do love each other, and as much as like we have this great chemistry and like relationship, I don't think that I would be on your tier A friends.
Wait, you're pinned in my messages.
Am I?
Yes.
Aw.
Like,
okay, well, that's just different. Because, okay, so for my friends, like,
I thought we were on the same page.
Well, we are now, to an extent. The way I pick my friends is like.
My fucking phone, bitch. Taking your ass off.
I don't know. It's interesting because obviously,
yeah, like phone, I said, unpin him.
Like I said, I'm a pretty good judge of character. And I feel like if you just are a good person, like, I want to be around people that motivate me. I want to be around people that work hard. I want to be around people that have similar interests. So it's not like as much as I want to have friends that like I would do anything for. It's kind of hard when the things that they want to do that I don't do is like completely like things out of my way. And it's like, yeah. I know you should go out of your way for your normal. Friends.
Like, that's,
yeah, I know you should go out of your way for your friends, but it's like, I'd rather have friends that like, you know,
it's natural.
But it's not even that, like, I would totally defriend you if like you asked me to do something that makes me a little uncomfortable. It's like, no, that's not the point here. The point is like, some of my best friends from like my hometown, like, I'm still friends to this day. And I grew up playing soccer with them. We like to work out. We love just like, we love the movies, you know, like those are like my top tier friends that like I know liked me before all of this, before social media. I knew that would literally do anything for. Grew up playing soccer, so we have similar interests. Like, it's very like a convenient but also very good relationship, because like, yeah, I could go and like not talk to them for a few weeks,
yeah,
and then be like, hey, and then be like, what's up, like, how you been? And it's, yeah, just like,
and that's
so
like
normal.
The best friendships,
yeah, just,
you don't see them for a week and you just be like, hey, how are you? Like, you don't have to be up each other's asses. I mean, I'm the type of friend that's always up your ass. Like, I'll call you every day.
And that's completely fine too. I was just about to say that it's a balance. Like, there's the day-to-days.
Yeah. If y'all, I'm very overwhelming as a friend. And I think that's why all my roommates moved out. Like, they, every time, like, so I used to live with like six people. No, like every person I lived with, they all love me to death, but they're going, they always say, Larry, you're just an overwhelming friend. I'm like, how? They're like, you care too much. I'm like, what do you mean? You're like, they're like, you're always in my room trying to see what I'm doing. And I'm like, well, don't you want that? Do people not like friends that are actual good friends? Or do y'all want me to treat you like shit and call you fucking ugly every day? Like, what? Make it make sense. But now I understand that I cross boundaries.
I think there's a balance.
There's a balance, and there's a boundary that I'm starting to finally realize is that, like, I can be a good friend from a distance. Like, I can check up on you here and there, but I don't need to always call you or see how you're doing every 5 seconds of the day.
Yeah.
But that's also just because I'm attached. I get attached easily.
Right. Like, I have friends.
I'm a triple cancer.
Like I said, like, I have the friends from my hometown, from people that I've met here that I've become great friends with that I can literally talk to about.
Sorry to cut you off. Can I ask you a question?
Of course.
Have any of your old hometown friends tried to use you and you've, like, noticed it?
Used? Like, what do you mean?
Flex that they're your friend, or like, be like, hey, can you send me money? Or like,
yeah,
and they like haven't talked to you in a minute, and they're just like FaceTime you, like, say hi to my sister.
It's different because like some of the friends that I've talked about that I literally am like my brothers, like I would do anything for. Like sometimes they've asked like for favors.
Yeah,
and like I have no problem doing that because I know if the roles were reversed, I were to ask for a favor, they would do the same. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like. All about like if they would do it for you in a sense. 100%. And like, but just who I am, like, of course I'm gonna say, like, I've known them since I was like 7 playing soccer.
Yeah.
And so it's like I know that their intentions are good because we've literally grown up together, so it's like I don't mind doing things. But like people from high school that I was like friends with, mm-hmm. conveniently because we went to school together, that like have asked for things that, yeah, it's hard to say no. But it is like one of those things where you have to like,
oh my god,
create a distant thing of like, you know.
Yeah, literally triggered me. There's this girl from my high school that me and her used to be best friends with. She was like the only girl that knew I was gay, and she kind of like used her as a cover up. So okay, like context. So in high school, I was in the closet. No one knew I was fucking gay. Like, I'm talking, I was D1 football player. I had all the bitches. Like, my voice is deeper than you could possibly think. I sounded like fucking corpse. And my best friend, she knew that I was in the closet, and she would like tell people that I'm like, she was fucking with me. Like, we were like a thing. To this day, I send her money because like she saved my life technically. Like, she'll be like, hey, can you pay my phone bill? I'm like, bet, here you go. She's like, hey, I need my hair done, bet, here you go. And it started to get a little crazy. She was asking for cars. I helped her run a down payment, but just cause she was my cover up. But damn, bitch, you better.
But it comes to.
You better pay me back, girl, because you took a lot of my coin. And this is when I was broke, too. I mean, I still send her money now.
I feel like it comes to a point where I don't know. Like, it sucks so bad because you want to help, like, the people you love and, like, 100%. People you think that you feel like you owe. But then it comes to a point where it's like, at what point is it. Is it like them taking advantage of you? And like, that's the last thing I want, is like my kindness be taken for weakness. And like,
yeah,
I feel like a lot of times it is.
And it
sucks because it's like, why be nice if like you're just gonna keep digging until it's just people being greedy. I feel like,
I mean, yeah, and people get entitled to it too. They start expecting it.
Yeah, that's the worst, is when they expect.
We've been talking about friends for a lot, and now you're making me think about all my past relationships. So let's skip to the next topic before I start crying.
Okay, we're changing the topic a little bit.
Okay.
How do you guys flirt or make the first move? Obviously, Noah, you're in a relationship with Dixie, but like, how'd you win her over?
Great question. I think I've heard this story at least 12 times. So. Oh no, I would love to hear
from you. Or just 13. Like your tips and tricks.
For me, how do you flirt?
I'm like,
when you, okay, wait, let me create a scenario, because I want to create like a relatable scenario for people to see. So like, Let's say, in the most relatable scenario, you like someone,
okay,
and you don't know how to go about it. You don't know how to tell them you like them. Let's say you're civil, like you're friends, but they don't know that you like them like that. How would you go about that?
Phew. Well, one thing, I wouldn't flirt first. Second of all, if you flirt with me, I'm going to tell you to shut the fuck up because I don't know how to accept compliments. Third is that the moment I see like a slight shift, like if you swipe my story with the hard eyes, and I'm like, oh, okay, then I can flirt with you. I'm really good at flirting just because, like, you know.
You want big though.
No, like that scenario is awful because I would never flirt with my friend. Like, once I consider my friend, it's just like, you are unattracted to me.
You don't think you could fall for your friend? ever.
Probably. Well, because if you're my friend, I'm going to show you my awful, like my worst.
But what like, if they like that? Like, what if they love it? Like, I feel like that's such a common scenario of like falling in love with your best friend.
I mean, flirting is also hard just because like getting turned down is everyone's biggest fear, but like it shouldn't be because the worst they can do is say no. And if they say no, then just live with that and just move the fuck on. There's so many fishes in the sea, bitch, get your rod and just reel another one in. But like for me to flirt with somebody, it would just have to be like subtle because I'm very nervous. Like on text, in person, I'm just like, I'll spit game. Like it's so easy for me to spit game.
Can y'all give us a little scene right now?
No.
Okay. No, yeah, let's give him a scene. Come on, go. Talk to me.
Who am I playing? Who am I playing?
You're the guy and I'm trying to get your number. Go.
You come up to me. I'm just doing my thing.
Oh, okay. Ready?
Okay. Wait, am I?
Already.
Am I gay in this?
You're gay in this, yeah. No. You're gay in this. You're gay in this.
Okay.
He's not gay in real life. He's gay in this.
Okay.
We're acting. This is acting lessons for you.
Okay, but I don't want to like go over the top.
No, so I'm just going to do myself. Okay, just be yourself.
I'll just add them.
Ready? Hey.
What's up?
I like your shoes. Are those Ami?
Yeah.
Those are fire.
It's a new collab that they did.
Yeah. What do you do?
I just go to school. I'm a student.
What school do you go to?
UCLA.
Oh, that's fire.
Yeah.
You're smart as fuck, huh?
Communications.
Really?
Yeah.
Are your eyes colored? They're so pretty.
They're hazel, yeah.
Really? They're really pretty.
In the sun, they turn green.
Really?
Yeah.
We should go to the beach one day so I can see. It's crazy.
Maybe.
Wait, so UCLA, that's like actually, that's a hard school to get in. Are you like, do you want to
The acceptance rate isn't that high, to be honest.
Nice. How big are your balls?
That's actually how he talks. Everyone that I've seen him, like, you don't give people a chance to like ask about you. I was trying to like, I was thinking I was going to be like,
cause this is not,
like, you go to school, I was going to be like you. And then you like,
now I don't got type of questions. It's either.
It's just like a little interrogation.
It's not. It's just like, I don't give you time to think.
At what age is it just weird? Like,
for me,
how far would you go? How old would you flirt with?
I would say like,
cause you're 23.
I'm 23 and I kind of don't ever want to date somebody younger than me. The youngest I've dated was like 21 and we were also both like 1 year apart. Now okay, I think he's 22.
Let's go up. Let's talk older.
I would say like low-key 35.
Okay.
And that's only because I'm so tired of kind of like being the adult and like teaching and like being there for somebody. I want somebody to teach me, put me in my fucking place. Tell me to sit. The fuck? Lesson.
The fuck.
I'm so sorry. And like being, aren't you attracted to somebody that's like kind of like intelligent? At this point, I don't care about looks. I've dated attractive people and like looks aren't it for me no more. I kind of just want somebody that's like intelligent and like kind of have a career path and know what they want. And like,
well, yeah, I feel like we're getting ready.
Scary. Like shade to anybody that I've dated.
It's scary to clarify that. But I feel like it comes to a certain age where you got to start like, thinking like,
yeah,
would I be willing to spend the rest of my life with this person, you know?
Yeah. And like, I'm really picky when it comes to dating people, but like literally if you just make me happy or if you're just smart and you can intrigue me into conversations, because I'm around influencers and fucking entertainers all day, so I'm always entertained and I have really expectations to make me laugh or keep me
right. But can you be my comfort?
Yeah. So like the next person I'm gonna date, I need somebody to like really just you better start juggling balls and shit. Like, I just want you to be super outgoing. I need you to really just keep my attention because I'm a hard person to keep up with. I don't want to date anybody ever again. Like, no. Not saying that my ex was horrible. He was an amazing human being, literally sweetest boy ever. But it's just like, I just can't see myself ever starting over like that again and getting attached to somebody because my biggest fear is it ending. So now I'm kind of like self-sabotage. But as you being my friend and you see me like developing like an adulting every day, do you think I'm ready for a relationship? Like, no.
Oh, I made that face because I'm so sore. My legs hurt.
Massage.
Low key.
Gotcha.
But that's an interesting question. You think you're ready to date?
Could you see me in another relationship? Because I did not. I mean, and you never know how love works, so maybe.
Well, I mean,
who knows? Greg and me could fall in love tomorrow. Like, this is a good point. Shit.
I think. Yeah, I think. You think love's fun. I love. How about this?
The question is, do you think I'm mature enough to date?
I don't think it's something you should plan for. If it comes to you, if you comes like, to me. Like I don't think you should force it. I don't think like you should settle for anything. I think you'll settle. When you know, you know.
Yeah, I used to settle a lot, and I guess
a lot of people settle.
Yeah, and it's not good to settle. I feel like.
Do I think you're mature enough to date? Was that the question?
Absolutely not.
Fine. Like I feel like a lot of. I feel like there's a difference between like mature enough to date and just being mature. Like that's true. Like part of your personality is you're just like a troll and like you're just like fun and like yeah. I think someone will appreciate that.
Yeah, I mean, two people have tried to date me, not gonna lie, and I feel so bad because like I always like people have tried to take me on dates and like the best guys you guys would possibly think of, but it's just like I keep having this thought. I'm like no, but then like. I'll regret it in the future. I'm like, damn, like, what if that could have been, like, the one? Just because, like, I don't want to date anybody. But, like, right. You never know. That could be, like, my fucking Prince Charming. Ugh. Should I just go straight? Let's ask one of those questions.
So, with all the fun stuff going on in your lives, do you guys have any anxiety about the future?
Every day. Every day I go to sleep, I'm like, oh, my God, am I going to die tomorrow? Am I going to be broke in the next 2 weeks? Am I going to get blocked by Noah Beck? Like, you can't really, like, predict what your future is going to be. Especially, like, the way our lives is that, like, we can have this shit taken away from us in a heartbeat. Because you never know, like, let's say, like, we get canceled or a TikTok might die. So, like, we can't really predict the future. But stressing about it will honestly just make you want to die even more.
Yeah, I feel like you just got to control the things you can control. Control the things you can control. And that's, like, one of the things that I really abide by. But, like... I don't know, the way that question's worded, like, it's frustrating because I feel like the word anxiety is used so much nowadays where it kind of takes credibility away from the people that are actually, like, diagnosed with anxiety. And I feel like...
I never ate that up.
Okay. No, but I don't want to, like, throw that word around and be like, guys...
Can you pan on his camera really quick?
No, I don't... no, but it's like, I am worried sometimes, but does that mean I have anxiety? I don't think so. Like... But there's times I think about the future and I'm like, well, I'm on a good path right now. And I think I have like, I have a good plan. I have a good team around me. That's like got a good plan for the next 5-10 years, but yeah. Like something could go
let's
wrong.
Let's talk about for the others that kind of don't. Cause like, I feel as though this question's for people who kind of want to be successful in the future and that are our right. age and that probably see us and they're like, oh my God, like they have it so easily, or oh my God, like I'm not on the right track because Noah Beck's my age and he's making millions of dollars and shit. Like, I promise you time will tell and your time will come. So like, just because you see somebody else your age being successful, it doesn't mean you're not going to be successful.
Stop comparing yourself.
Or you're behind. And the way the future
is
works,
like
the worst thing you could possibly do for yourself, especially comparing yourself to internet influencers, like the worst people to compare yourself, because half these bitches are either depressed or probably comparing themselves to other can't compare themselves to somebody else. But for example, when I was in school, I thought I was going to literally be a homeless man. Like, I didn't have good grades at first. I thought like my dad was going to eventually like send me to the army. I did not expect myself to be here. So the fact that like I made it here and like I never ever expected myself to be here is like just can go for anybody, because like who's next, who knows, that Will could be the next fucking Jack Harlow. Like, you never know. Like, if you have a, like, you could just be anything you want. It's just like time will tell and your time.
Okay,
for sure.
So for someone in school right now, for someone watching, let's say a freshman in high school, mm-hmm. not sure what they want to do yet, they're still in school, what's your like, what would be your advice to them?
And you're a freshman,
like, how would you keep them
fun.
Grounded?
You're a freshman. Live your best life at this point, because once you get to junior year and senior year, it's going to get hard.
But also fun. Honestly, high school is some of the most fun years of my life.
Best years ever.
I hated it while I was there, but then you appreciate after. It's like you're never really going to have like that family mm-hmm. environment. Like, you probably hate some kids in your class. You probably love some kids in your class, but at the end of the day, like, mm-hmm. As soon as
you graduate, you're gonna be like,
as soon as you graduate, you're gonna realize like that was fun. Like,
isn't it funny that we're saying this now, but people our age now, back when we were in high school, would tell us this shit and be like, shut your old ass up.
I'm saying, like, everyone was like, enjoy it. Those 4 years go by so fast. I'm like, it couldn't go by faster. Like, I wanted to just zoom by, and then I'm like,
me ditching class. I'm like, shut up, oldie.
Damn. So, yeah, just enjoy. I would say that's like my advice. Enjoy.
Don't stress it out.
Like, if you are ambitious, write stuff down, you know, plan it out, work hard, look things up. You have all the access to like internet. I mean, you can read a book if you want, but like look things up. If you're curious about something, watch videos. Also, like
some advice to people
that educate yourself.
Some advice that are people in school right now that are probably juniors or seniors. I will say, like, having parents who kind of want to force college on you and, like, for you to, like, be stressed about college and you don't want to be in college and you don't think college is for you, college is probably not for you. It's not for everybody. There's always going to be ways to be successful that don't revolve college. And if you have a dream of starting a company or clothing brand or, like, just becoming an internet influencer, like, I promise you putting your all into that could eventually work. If not, then, bitch, you better have a backup plan. But, shit, literally, like, I've heard so many stories from, like, people who make jewelry or people who make music that didn't go to college and, like, had a dream and just, like, just kept trying to do it.
Persistent.
And, yeah, just eventually it'll happen. You just have to, like, I know it's corny, but just, like, keep trying.
If you can give your high school self a piece of advice from now, what would you tell your high school self?
None of these kids matter to you in the long run. I used to care so much about my like classmates' opinions that it would stop me from like being myself or like my YouTube channel. I could have started my YouTube channel way earlier. I mean, I guess timing happens for a reason, but literally if we've all been in high school, we know that like our classmates' opinions are the scariest things of our entire lives. And I promise you, they won't matter once you graduate, because I don't talk to any of my old high school friends besides like two. And I had like hundreds. So stop caring about your classmates. Eventually, they will all disappear. Julie, I miss you, girl. Hope you're well.
I don't know what I would tell myself. I enjoyed high school a lot. I had a great time in high school.
Like, what would you tell younger Beck?
If I would have told myself maybe like, educate myself a bit more on
the political economic.
I wanted to say that maybe educate myself more a bit more on like things that I wasn't really getting taught in high school, more like
taxes,
yeah. Real estate, like Bitcoin, I wish like that, how cool would that have been to like learn if I would have gone into Bitcoin when I was still in high school.
I would have
put my whole bank account in there. Probably wouldn't have made a lot because I didn't have a lot back then, but hey, mom, sure. Can you deposit like $100?
So both of you guys have great style and are very involved in the fashion world. How has your style changed over the past few years? Or like when you got started or before you got started, how has it changed to now?
You go first.
I go first?
Yeah.
What if I want you to go first?
I'll go first. You want me to go first?
I'll go first. No, you go first.
Like growing up, I would look at some of these designers. Like I'd go on like LouisVuitton.com and like look up and just be like, wow, like one day like maybe could just wear one of those things. And it's like, it's crazy to think, I don't know, I was at an age when I was like younger and I was like matching my socks with like my shirts and like I had like little things that like kids my age like weren't thinking about, like, yeah. I tried to like match my outfits, you know, where kids my age would just throw stuff on. And like I always just kind of loved the idea of like looking good, feeling good, and just kind of like enjoyed that part of it. But now I'm at a part where it's literally become my job. And like now that it's weird, like the more things become my job, like when it starts to feel like a job, I usually fall out of love with it. But when fashion became a job to me and like when I started like doing more things in like the fashion world, like I fell more in love with it.
That's fire.
Like I love Fashion Week. I love going to shows. I love modeling. I love like,
yeah,
I love that part. And it's so fun to me. I don't know why. And I love like, I love Pinterest, creating like mood boards for like all different seasons throughout the years, really, and just like inspirations for outfits. And, like I always like, and I have these like private mood boards for myself and I love it. And it's like,
it's fun.
I don't know. Yeah. Like kind of educating myself more, like keeping up with the trends of fashion. It's just fun.
Keeping up with the trends with Kardashians. What? No, I agree with you. I mean, for me, fashion's like, well, it's so easy to like just wear what you want.
Right.
And a lot of people are just like very judgmental when it comes to some outfits. Like seeing people judge other people from the, like outfits from the Met Gala, I'm just like,
They're at the Met.
They're at the Met. You're at home. You're like, okay.
I'm going to stay quiet. Like,
I mean, for me, though, like, I kind of just have this idea of, like, being so versatile with my outfits and just love trying new things. I love doing everything. So, like, one day I want to dress with baggy clothes. One day I want to do, like, crop top. One day I want to, like, wear something bright. One day I want to do all black. Like, I just kind of just always choose how I'm feeling that day.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's really not that hard. You just pick up clothes, you put it together, and if it matches, it matches. Stop overthinking it. Just wear your damn clothes and call it a day.
I overthink a lot.
One thing about me, though, is that I'm so confident with my outfits that, like, even if I have a shit outfit, I will rock that bitch like it looks good, and you can't tell me shit. I could be wearing tie-dye, and you bitches would be like, it looks bad. I'm like, no, it fucking doesn't.
Tie-dye's out.
I don't give a fuck.
You can pull up to me with that outfit. I'll tell you it's bad.
I was going to clock your outfit, but I just sent out the judges other people's outfits, so I'm going to mind my business.
Stop. This is literally...
I'm going to mind
I'm
my business.
I'm cozy right now.
But because I feel as though there's a lot of people out there who as inspiration when it comes to confidence. The best inspiration, and I think me and Noah can both agree, is just like, if you like it, do it. If you want to do it, do it.
Do what makes you happy.
As corny as it says, do what makes you happy. At the end of the day, if someone has an opinion about you, they're talking about you. And honestly...
They're talking about
they're
you.
Talking
be flattered.
About you. And Loki, look what they're wearing. I saw a video. I saw a picture. I saw a TikTok of this guy. I think he was judging, like, I think it was Kim's outfit. And he was like, why is she wearing this to the airport? And then they put like a stitch of his outfit. And he was wearing like Zara tight ass jeans with this tight ass button up and these loafers. Bitch, you're wearing loafers. Girl, shut the fuck up. Anyways, we
loafers
have an
ad fire. Don't come after loafers.
I'm not coming for all loafers.
I wear loafers,
but how are you going to judge Kim for wearing Balenciaga to the airport and you're wearing fucking loafers from Zara?
T. All right. Well, that was this episode of Put a Sock in It.
Just a little rant. A little vent.
You know, if you guys want, you guys can... fill the comments. We do check the comments, and we would love to see like topics you guys want us to cover.
Anything.
If you guys want us to, if you're going through something, if you want us to talk a bit about it,
we are here for you.
But make sure you guys like, give it a big thumbs up, subscribe, turn those post notifications on,
and follow us on all socials.
Follow us on all socials at Put a Sock in It Pod.
And we will see you later.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.